name as Jesus to be the Messiah. The references to the Jews should not be taken as a reason for any anti-Semitism, any more than a reference to American leaders or politicians should be a reason for anti-Americanism. Second, the reference to Jesus coming down from heaven is what is sometimes referred to as the high Christology of John. This reference, among others, tells us that Jesus was not just a good human that God chose to use as a prophet, but God Himself, who pre-existed His earthly body. Before Jesus was on earth, the Son was from the beginning with God and was God. Okay, with those two preparatory notes, we talk about living bread. Last week we took communion together and spoke of the bread and the wine as being the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Eating a person is known as cannibalism. Indeed, the early church was accused of practicing cannibalism by those who had heard of the Lord's Supper. Today's scripture ends with just such a confusing statement. The bread that I give for the world is my flesh. This is another example of why we do not take scripture too literally. The sacrament of the Lord's Supper is based on the metaphor Jesus uses for himself, the bread of life. Jesus extends that metaphor to saying that he is living bread. Jesus indeed gave up his body for the life of the world. He gave up his body to crucifixion in order that his death and resurrection might bring life. Life in Christ is restored relationship with God, the creator of all life. But Jesus also gave up heavenly existence to come down to earth so that he might literally feed people, as well as restore true relationship between God and humanity. God coming to earth in flesh was a sign of ultimate love that we call incarnation. Paul describes this in Philippians 2 when he says this: "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Incarnation is to take on a body. In terms of Jesus' metaphor, incarnation is to become bread. Jesus took on a body in order to live in this physical world where he could feed his sheep. But what does Jesus mean when he says that he is feeding us with his body, his flesh? When I was little, I had a great aunt who would come to visit. She would lean down and pinch my cheek and say, "I could just eat you up." She was kind of scary. But I didn't think she literally wanted to eat me up. Maurice Sendak, in his popular children's book, Where the Wild Things Are, has his character say, "Oh, please don't go, we'll eat you up, we love you so." Somehow this expression communicates a feeling of love and desire to be close. Perhaps the kind of familiarity and comfort that comes with a favorite food is somehow analogous to family love. Jesus wants to be close to us. God wants to be close to us. God restored the family connection with us through Jesus Christ. God wants us to love Him so much that we want to eat Him up. When we come to the communion table, we come to a family table as children of our parent God and brothers and sisters with Christ. Now, while Jesus emphasizes the need for spiritual food when He is speaking of being the bread of life, something more than physical food is involved. Jesus is also speaking of real physical relationship and closeness when He speaks of being living bread. Jesus did not speak from afar. He came to earth and got His hands wet and His feet dusty. While we have a tendency to over-focus on our physical needs, we are also in danger of over-spiritualizing our faith. By putting church and religion in the spiritual realm, we can separate our daily lives from the need to think about God. But true Christianity is in the world, just like Jesus. In James 1:27, it says this, "This is pure and undefiled religion, to visit widows and orphans in their distress and keep oneself unstained by the world." End quote. True Christianity is concerned with more than lofty spiritual things. Christianity is concerned with physical living reality. This is emphasized by sacramental or incarnational theology. Real bread, real water, real juice of the grape. These are not magical substances. They are real, everyday, common substances that take on a sacred purpose. Not just spiritual bread from heaven, living bread. I've been asked why I insist on going to the font every Sunday. Why do I insist on pouring water? Why do I run my hand through the water? My answer is that I believe in incarnational theology. I believe that a very real person, Jesus, came in a very real body to a very real place on earth. I believe that Jesus was baptized and instituted baptism as a very real sign and sacrament of His act of cleansing us from our sin. The sound and the sight of water, real water, emphasizes that very real fact. Likewise, Jesus emphasized the very real nature of His body and His blood with the real bread and real wine. Yes, the bread is from heaven, which makes it sound spiritual, but it's also living bread. Living bread that can be touched and felt, just like Thomas did when he felt the nail holes in Jesus' hand and side. Some would reduce Christianity to a ticket to heaven. I'm fond of saying some people are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. Yes, the result of restored relationship with God is everlasting life. But that everlasting life begins now in the real world. Being a Christian has real world consequences. Yes, Christianity is spiritual. But Christianity is also incarnational, embodied. Christianity is about real bodies. Christianity is about a real person named Jesus. Christianity is about real water, real bread, real juice of the grape. Christianity involves feeding those who are really hungry and being willing to get dirty and get wet. The real person, Jesus, gave his real flesh as a sacrifice to save us from our sins. Jesus was really resurrected and could be touched. Unlike those who had been raised from the dead, Jesus was resurrected and did not re-experience death. Likewise, we will be resurrected from the dead as Jesus promised. This is more than theoretical. This has real consequences. As we often say in our communion liturgy, now that we've been fed, may we be bread for a hungry world. We are now the body of Christ in the world. We are now living bread. We are now the presence of Jesus to those in need. May we never be afraid to get our hands wet or our feet dusty in the service of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Having heard the word of God to you through proclamation, through the Bible, and through song, let's stand together and say what we believe using the words printed in the bulletin. What do you believe? The life, death, resurrection, and promise coming of Jesus Christ has set the pattern.